Good morning. Welcome to Asbury. Folks, it's great to be with all of you this morning. I'm Nick Schimmer. I'm one of the pastors here. There's Pastor Deedee heading back to the pulpit. It's wonderful to be in worship with you this morning in this nice, cool sanctuary. Deedee told me, she goes, take the robe off. We're not doing it. She had to tell me twice. I was downstairs pretty quick. If you're visiting with us today, welcome home. We're excited to have you, and it's a blessing to be in worship with you. As the friendship pads make their way down, if you are visiting, please leave us some kind of way to get a hold of you. We would love to tell you about all the wonderful things we have going on here at Asbury and what it's like to be part of this community of faith. I have just a few quick announcements before we get started. First of all, we talked last week about the cottage meetings. I spoke with Joe just a few minutes ago, and those dates are set. So you should see an email early part of the week, Monday, Tuesday, with an opportunity to sign up and that information. We'd love to get as close to 100% attendance as possible. We really want to hear from you about what's going on at the church, what Asbury means to you, and it gives you a chance to, I'm sure, ask us some questions that you have on your mind as well. Donuts this morning after service will be in the WAC for no other reason other than we didn't feel like moving a bunch of tables around this morning. They were already set up from last week's reception, so you can head in there and grab a donut on your way to Sunday school. And as far as the last announcement, on July 23rd, and I'm going to remind you every week, we're going to have a meeting in the large conference room at 6 o'clock. That's a Tuesday night. And what it's for is to really talk about the fall adult Bible study curriculum. So what are we going to offer? And I really want folks to help lead those classes. I'd like to offer a good, diverse, and robust list of classes for people to sign up for, but I and Deedee have not figured out how to be in 3-4 places at once. So we do need volunteers and help for that. So if that is something, if you're just even slightly interested in, please show up and I'd love to talk to you about that. Now as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, go ahead and stand up, extend that hand of grace to your neighbor, and pass the peace.
Stand as you are able for our call to worship and remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 698, God of the Ages. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and whom the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to anyone. You shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our strength and shield.
Oh,
seated. Almighty God, you rule all the earth of the earth. Inspire the minds of all women and men to whom you have committed the responsibility of government and leadership in the nations of the world. Give them the vision of truth and justice, that by their counsel all nations and peoples may work together. Give to the people of our country zeal for justice and strength for forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Forgive our shortcomings as a nation. Purify our hearts to see the love and truth. We pray all these things in the name of Christ. Amen. And now it's our time for our children to come down and meet Miss Laura.
For you. What holiday did we celebrate a couple of days ago? 4th of July, that's right. And so did y'all see a lot of flags on 4th of July? Yes, and the flag means our nation's independence, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about independence today. Hannah, will you hold the flag, please? Okay, I want everybody to put their hands or to sit on their hands. I need all of y'all to sit on your hands, okay? Now, if I tell you to sit on your hands, can you touch your nose without moving your hands? No? No? Okay. Can you like clap your hands without moving them? No? Okay. Well, can y'all wiggle your ears with your hands without moving them? No. Why? Why can't you do that? Because you don't have the freedom to move your hands right now, do you? Right. Okay. Now, I want you to not sit on your hands anymore. You can just put your hands in your lap. And now, if I asked you to, you could clap your hands or do this, right? Because you had the freedom, just like the ones who fought for our freedoms and still fight for our freedoms, they give us the freedom to come to church this morning, correct? Well, in the Bible, it talks about how we have an even bigger freedom because of Jesus. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, "Now the Lord is the Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, freedom is also there." So that means that because of Jesus, we all have freedom, right? So this week, I want y'all to remember that as wonderful as our freedom is because of the wonderful country that we live in, that our freedom in Jesus is even better, okay? I'm going to say a quick prayer for us. Dear God, thank you so much for everything that you have given us. And thank you for all the gifts that you have given each one of us. God, I pray that this week we would remember all of the freedoms that we have because of you. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Loving God, we are a grateful people, glad to be gathered here in this sanctuary, glad even to be a bit uncomfortable for your sake and for the sake of the opportunity to worship you in this great community of love and joy. May we become yeast and leaven the whole loaf of our nation. Help us to turn the culture from a culture of accusation and ridicule and hate to one of love and openness that offers respect and dignity to all, because all are children of God and all deserve an acceptance and welcome. By your power this day, help us to overcome the heat and to feel cool and blessed and joyful as we sing songs of praise, as we remember the blessing of being in the United States of America, and as we celebrate together the true meaning of freedom. So thank you for this day. As we remember those who could not be here with us, ask for safety for those who travel, comfort for those who are ill, a blessing for those who are dying, and love unconditional for those who will be born. All of this we gather up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Now, as the ushers come forward for the giving of our tithes and offerings, I invite you to remember what extravagant generosity God has shown to us in the giving of God's only Son for us and for our salvation. May our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings be a source of thanksgiving back to God. Let us pray. Oh God, take these gifts, which are tokens. We know they belong to you, but we simply ask you to receive them, to multiply them, and to use them for your glory and for your kingdom's work, that we truly might be ambassadors of freedom in this church, in this community, and indeed across the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Standing for our hymn of meditation, number 437. Seated. And in true fat, gentlemanly fashion of the American way, I'm going to yield some of my time to Brother Nick so he can introduce his family this morning. They were not able to be with us last Sunday, and I know Nick is he is the proudest man in America of his family. And so, Nick, go ahead and introduce your family to us.
I am, because they have sat here so obediently so far this morning, which is rare. Yeah, folks, my family couldn't be here last week. My mother-in-law was getting married, so they were all out in Hot Springs. But this is my wife, Jennifer, so she's here. And we got here about 8:32, 8:33 this morning, which is actually very common for us. I'm now on time now that I'm a pastor, but... And then this is my oldest here, Tristan. He's 10, Wave. And Liam, who's 8, stand up, buddy. And this is my daughter, Hadley. She's 5. So we're all excited to be part of Asbury, and they're excited to be here this morning. So absolutely. Say hello to them. Yeah.
Jennifer, it won't be like a formal reception, but we'll be glad to give you a donut and a cup of coffee in the WAC after worship. Welcome, you guys. We're so glad you're here. Our scripture reading this morning can be found in the 5th chapter of Galatians, verse 1, and then we're reading 13 and 14. This is what Paul said to the church. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, who brought you to church? I mean, not today, but the first time. I suspect for many of you, it was your mama who brought you in swaddling cloths and did not lay you in a manger, but rather in a car seat on the pew. It might be that you found your way here a little later in life through the invitation of a friend. Or perhaps you came on your own, seeking something, and you found it here, a welcoming place to continue your quest. Well, for me, it was UMYF, United Methodist Youth Fellowship, and in particular, a retreat we went on one winter. We were all settling in to watch a movie when the pastor came by and sat next to me. Scoot over, he said. I want to sit here. And just like that, in a moment, I felt at home, completely accepted, and liberated in a way to stop trying to earn my place in the youth group and just to be, well, be me. Now, years later, that sounds like a small thing, but it's huge. Christ has set us free. Free from the endless demands of trying to measure up to God's glory or trying to make ourselves worthy of God's blessing. Paul says we are free from the law. And what he means is specifically the laws that demand payment for our place in God's good graces. Laws that tell us what we can eat or drink. Laws that say exactly what we can wear or think. Laws that supply a specific list of do's and don'ts in order to belong to God's squad. But Paul reminds us that in Christ, all our debts, and debts, by the way, is just another word for sin, all our sin is forgiven, and we are free, free to enter the kingdom of life and love that God has opened to us through Jesus Christ. In Christ, it's as if God has come directly to us and said, scoot over. I want to sit here next to you. This kind of radical grace is sometimes hard to accept, isn't it? The notion that we are free, completely free, can be a scary thing, because freedom brings with it responsibility and power. I remember reading once a story of a young man from Cambodia who escaped from the death camp when he was 13 years old. As he told it, he said one day while he was working, he saw a bird flying overhead, and he thought to himself, that bird is doing exactly what God intended for it to do. And here I am, being worked to death in this camp. He realized he was not meant for captivity. If he stayed, he would die. And if he ran for it, he might die, but he would know that he was doing what God had intended him to do. So the next day, just before dawn, he made a dash for freedom. He just ran, he said. The guards could not catch him. The bullets missed him, and somehow he made it out of the camp to a life of freedom. As I recall, he reflected on his decision this way. Being free, he said, is the most powerful thing a man or a woman can experience, because nothing can stop you if you're free. The circumstances of life don't matter. The threat of death is nothing. You can do anything when you are free. It is this power of freedom that Paul was literally begging the Galatians not to squander when he said, "Stand fast. Do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." You see, the Galatians had a trust problem. They were more willing to trust in the rules and rituals of their past religions than they were to trust in the freedom Christ had given them. Freedom scared them. And they were misusing their power by judging and arguing and accusing each other. Strife and jealousy and anger and dissension and envy and greed had begun to replace the joy of freedom and the evidence of Christ's love among them. The irony is that they were absolutely free to behave that way. But in so doing, they were acting without love. And they were becoming slaves again to sin. Freedom in Christ is first and foremost the freedom to love unconditionally, without fear, powerfully, freely. It isn't about rules or right rituals. It is about loving others as we have been loved. I'm thankful, truly thankful, that I discovered that love in a youth group that made a place for me, and a youth pastor who squeezed the gospel into the empty spaces of my life. And ever since, I guess I've just wanted to make that kind of gospel space available to everyone else. For that young man in Cambodia who escaped the death camp, he saw his freedom in a bird. And for the rest of his life, he used that freedom to speak out against genocide and to help those who managed to survive have full lives. You see, true freedom has no boundaries. True freedom cannot be contained by ritual or rule. True freedom always leads to love your neighbor as yourself. to think in terms of us and our and we instead of me and mine. True freedom allows us to see ourselves as deeply connected to one another because we are deeply connected to Christ. Now, this week we've all celebrated freedom as citizens of this great country. Our grills were fired up for a feast, and the night was lit up with beautiful reminders that we are free. And I hope that not one of us passed the day without stopping to give thanks for the blessing of that freedom. Now today, we've come to celebrate freedom once again. A feast has been prepared, and we are all invited to come together as sinners who have been saved, as debtors who have had our debt forgiven. Our God has come near, and the whole world is waiting to know the good news that we have experienced, the freedom of belonging to God. Let the church say, amen. Our preparation for Holy Communion will be hymn number 98, and you can remain seated. Turn to page 12, where you can find there our ritual of Holy Communion. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Let us pray together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That is proof of God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Almighty God, creator of the universe, ruler of all nations, judge of all flesh, you have placed us, your people, in this land made rich with rivers, forests, mountains, and creatures, both great and small. Here you set before the founders and pioneers of this nation an opportunity beyond measure to build a realm of justice, peace, and freedom. Here you continue to call your people, freed from the law and baptized into Christ Jesus, to be a sign of your reign in all the world. For such a place, such a vision, and such a calling, we give you thanks, praying that we may ever join afresh the dreams you set before us, as we join with your people in every land on earth and with all the company of heaven in your unceasing praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Above all, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who sends us into the world to declare the good news of your kingdom to every creature. Justice to all peoples, good news to the poor, release to prisoners, sight for the blind, and freedom for those who are oppressed. On the night before he was arrested and sentenced to death by the authorities of his own nation, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. For this is the cup of the new covenant poured out in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink from it, do this in remembrance of me." And so we remember and proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We pour ourselves out before you in praise and thanksgiving, a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. And we ask that you would pour your Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make Christ known to us in the breaking of this bread and in the sharing of this cup. Renew our fellowship with him, that we may be for the world his body poured out, where justice flows like rivers, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, and where none shall hunger or thirst, and neither shall they learn war anymore. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence as children of God, let us pray together the prayer our Lord taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This table is open to all. As I said, the feast has been prepared, and this is not our table. We only act as hosts, hostesses, and honored guests. So all may come. Just a couple of words. Those of you who might be gluten-free, we do have a gluten-free option here. And those of you with mobility issues, if you'll just let one of the ushers know, you can be served in your seat. After the choir has been served, then you will be directed by the ushers when to come forward. You may kneel or stand at the altar rail. Let us join together and enjoy this time of Holy Communion.
Please stand and let us sing our hymn of commitment, number 697, America.
You're free. Free to do anything. Free to take any risk. Free even from the power of death. So let us go forth and offer all that is in our hands to those whom we meet. And may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, go with you. Amen.